and I hope that you're not. I have a message that God has laid on my heart, and I will be as brief as I possibly can, and I may only give you the outline, but I feel like there are points of this outline that I just want to just kind of center in on. But I do want to let you know two things as you watch this video. COVID has completely destroyed that video. The man that you heard doing the narrating in the beginning, he got COVID, was in the hospital for a little while in serious condition. He's over it now, doing well. The missionaries that we were supposed to relieve, they've already come home, the Ivan family. We were supposed to have been there in April. We were supposed to be in Ponape in April. I'm speaking humanly here. We shouldn't even be here. We should be overseas. But the borders of Ponape and the Federated States of Micronesia are closed. The president of the country is not letting anybody in. And if you leave the country, you cannot get back in. That includes if you're a citizen. There's estimated that there are 900 citizens of the country that when they left and COVID hit, they still haven't gotten back home yet. That's been a year and a half. That would be like you. I mean, where am I going to take you? I'll take you to England. Some of you just went on vacation to England, or you went to Canada for a business trip, and the borders of the United States then all absolutely closed, and you can't begin, and you haven't been back in America for a year and a half. And that's what these citizens are. So our desire to be in Ponape was dashed against the rocks of COVID. I don't know any other way to put it. I'm not discouraged. God is in control. And he rules in the affairs of men. And so we've just had to kind of reshift our thinking. But anyway, the Ivan family, the family we're supposed to relieve, they had to come home in May of this year for a medical emergency. Now they can't even get back. So the family we were supposed to relieve, they're out of there. They can't get back. We can't get in. Just pray. It's frustrating for preachers. It's frustrating for missionaries, whether they're home or on the field. This whole thing is very, very discouraging. And that's where I want to begin today, Psalm 103. And I want to begin reading in verse 1. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Let's ask the Lord's blessing on his word. Father, I thank you this morning for this opportunity to be here. I pray that I will be a vessel meet for the Master's use and that you will fill me with thy spirit, use me for thy glory. Just help me, Lord, to get across these thoughts that will please you and honor you and that will be a blessing to the folks here. I thank you for the opportunity to be here at Victory. I thank you for the invitation. I thank you for the hospitality and the kindness that's been shown. Pray you just continue to bless us now as we get into thy word. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I must admit to you today that I battle anger. I'm angry. I am angry at the devil. I am angry at the way the devil has gotten into the hearts of men and women, how the devil has brought upon us and allowed upon us a disease that is unprecedented in our history. COVID has shut this world down. You turn on the television and all you hear is gloom and doom and fear and anxiety. And it's affected you and me. The devil doesn't want you in church. The devil doesn't want you worshiping. The devil wants you to be just as fearful and just as anxious as everyone else, and that cannot be. God hath not given us the spirit of fear, 2 Timothy 1 says. He's not given us a spirit of fear, but of a power and of love and of a sound mind. We need to go out in that power. We need to go out in that love, and we need to have a sound mind. And I'm telling you, there is no sound mind in America today. And this is not a political message. I am trying to make you understand why I've read these verses today, especially verse 2. And I really want to be a blessing to you, but I'm springboarding off of what we face today, and you cannot allow it to get you down. It just absolutely amazes me how the devil is trying to shut everything down, including you and me. He doesn't want us to be a testimony. He doesn't want us to be a witness. And if we can stay home and be under lockdown, then where's the gospel going to go? Nowhere. We've got to be courageous and we've got to be bold in our stand for Christ and our stand against the ungodliness we see. The missionary family that we served with on the island of Saipan for so many years, he emailed me yesterday. And one of the things he said and he emailed me that I just, to me, was just so profound. He was quoting James, "A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways." Now, that is one man. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Well, you multiply that by many men, and here's what he said. We are living in a double-minded nation, and it is unstable in all its ways. And so I think one of the things that you and I must always keep in mind is that the troubles that we are facing, the dark days in which we're in, if we're not careful, we're going to let it get to us. If for no other reason, for this reason alone, we forget. I want to say that again. If we find ourselves without joy, if we find ourselves without happiness, if we find ourselves in this pit of despair, if we allow what Satan has done across around the world, across the nation, if we allow the devil to do it to us, it's because we have forgotten. Please notice verse 2. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." I want to leave you this morning with a few thoughts that I hope will be a blessing to you and be an encouragement to you in these dark days in which we live. And we live in some mighty dark days. There's no question. Again, this is not a political message, but I get so frustrated with the executive branch. I get so frustrated with the legislative branch. The judicial branch just doesn't seem to be doing a whole lot. And you sometimes just want to throw up your hands and just say, what's the use? But we can't do that. God says here, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." I want you today to remember his benefits. I want you to rest every moment of every day on his benefits. Now, I realize you can't get away from the gloom and doom that's being poured upon us. You can't get away from it. You get into your computer, and there it is. It's on the screen. You turn on your television, and there it is. You pick up a newspaper, and there it is. You can't get away from it. You go into a restaurant, people are talking about it. You go in the store, people are talking about it. You go here and there, and by the way, do not misunderstand this next statement. You do whatever God leads you to do, however you are persuaded in your own mind. I'm not against it. But you go and everybody's wearing masks. If you want to wear a mask, I'm fine with that. I'm not anti-choice, okay? That's your choice. But we see evidences of the gloom and doom, and what we must do is we must put that out of our minds, and what we must put in its place is God's benefit. Chapter 103, Psalm 103, is full of his benefits. Number one, I want you to see the benefit of salvation. Amen. Verses 3 and 4. "Who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies." While we are in the midst of a pandemic, while we are in the midst of something we've never experienced in our lives before, never forget his salvation. I mean, he has saved you from the very depths of hell. He has covered, no, he has not covered, he has washed away our sins in his blood, and we are forever kept in the grace of God. Look what it says here, "who forgiveth all thine iniquities." Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if I read that verse and I remember Hebrews 13 correctly, then my sins, all my iniquities have been forgiven yesterday, today, and will be forgiven forever. And please notice what it says, "who forgiveth all thine iniquities." I am so glad that he took it all. I'm so glad that he didn't say, "I'm going to forgive you of all your iniquities except this one, because this one is just too much. It's over the top." No, He forgave us of all our iniquities. And I don't understand that. Because I know that I am not perfect. I know that I am a sinner. I know, just like you, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And I know, no matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I don't want it to happen, I'm going to sin tomorrow. Somehow, some way, I'm going to fail God. I don't want to. That's why I don't wake up in the morning and say, I think I'll sin today. But the devil is real, our flesh is real, and I'm going to sin. And yet God says, I have forgiven all your iniquities. And when he died on the cross and shed his blood, all my sins were ahead of me. All my sins were in the future. And I don't understand that. I don't understand that tomorrow I may sin, but it's still forgiven. I do understand this. I must confess my sins, but I also know that he's just and righteous to forgive me all my sins and to cleanse me from all unrighteousness. I know that. But I'm so thankful for the benefit of salvation, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. We don't have to worry about hell. We don't have to worry about the destruction that hell brings. We are kept and we are secure in Jesus Christ. Now, in the dark days in which we live, just concentrate on his salvation. You're saved and you're kept and you're forever secure. And there's nothing in this world that's going to make that change, including COVID. Number two, I want you to never forget his provisions. Look at verse 5. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. I'm so glad that God has given me food and shelter. He's provided me with transportation. He's provided me with clothing. He's given me an income. I want to tell you something. Listen to what it says. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. That's what we must never forget. We must concentrate on the benefit of his provisions. He provides for us. He takes care of us. In April of 2020, every meeting that I had scheduled was canceled, including into the first two or three weeks of May. Now, I am a budget freak. Everything I do, I have to make sure it fits into the budget. I have spreadsheet after spreadsheet that I work my budget. That's just me. It's my personality. And so when these meetings started to be canceled, I did the reasonable thing. I sat down at my computer and I started doing the math. Because when you're traveling, when you're on deputation, and don't misunderstand this, this is just a fact. When you're on the road, you're depending on the Lord to supply your needs. You're hoping and you're praying that the churches will take up an offering for you, and they always do, and I'm thankful for that. And that's something you can count on, and you can put that into your budget. And so I started getting these meetings canceled one after another, so I started doing the math. I'm not going to be going to this church or that church, and this week is gone, and that week's gone, and so that's zero. I'm talking about income here. And so I started doing the math. And you can help me. I want to see how many mathematicians we have today. Zero plus zero equals, help me, zero. But God reminded me of verse 5, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. And he knocked on my heart and he said, that's your math. And I want to tell you that ever since this whole thing has started, whether I have had meetings or not, here's God's math. Zero plus zero equals 200. Zero plus zero equals 500. Zero plus zero equals 75. Zero plus zero equals $3,500. All during this time, people have called us and said, we're concerned about your meetings being canceled. We're concerned about your traveling. This whole thing has really thrown us in a loop, but we want to help you. And individuals and churches have continued to supply, through God's leading, our needs. Now, I'm not bragging and I'm not boasting. Well, maybe I am, but I'm making my boast in the Lord, because he satisfies our mouth with good things. When you start thinking about everything that's going on around you, think about what God's done for you. Think about what God's doing for you. Notice what it says here. So that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. Thank God for health. Now, I'm not in denial. COVID is real. It's a disease we must reckon with. We just cannot let it control us. And so we need to thank God for our health. But what if you or what if I get the virus? May we be no different then than we are now. May we remember the goodness of God and His benefits. I'm not immune from the virus. I just pray that when I get, if I ever get tested positive, I pray that I'll have the same attitude then as I have right now that I'm preaching to you. God forbid if I don't. Because I believe with all my heart what I'm trying to preach to you. Don't forget His benefits. Don't forget His provisions. Look what it says here. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment. Thank the Lord that He has provided to us righteousness. Thank God that He's provided to us judgment. Everything we do is, everything He does is right. And if we just follow Him, we'll be right. Just think about what God has done for you. Don't forget the benefit of His provisions. He has provided so many things. Look at verse 7. He made known His ways unto Moses and His acts unto the children of Israel. You know, if you read the book of Deuteronomy, the Lord tells Moses to tell the people, when your children come to you and ask questions like, what meaneth these stones? Or what is this monument all about? You can tell them about the goodness and the glory and the greatness of God. And that's the acts right here under the children of Israel. We need to do that with our own children. We need to do that with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Don't talk to me about COVID. Of course, I know you will. And I knew I will do the same thing because that's all we ever talk about today. But talk about what God has done for you. I just did that just a moment ago. I shared with you what happened to us last year and continues to happen to us. I shared to you the acts of God. It's His doing. And so I'm so glad for His provision. Look at verse number 8. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will He keep His anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is His mercy toward them that fear Him. Do not forget the benefit of His mercy. We have the benefit of His salvation, we have the benefit of His provision, but we also have the benefit of His mercy. His mercy, His compassion, His care, and His concern. We see it here in these verses. I'm not going to expound on them. I'm just simply saying to you, all that's going on around us and the pressure that we feel, don't forget God's mercy. Bask in His love, His compassion, His mercy. The world doesn't want you to remember God. The world doesn't want you to think about God. The world doesn't want you to think about His mercy, but think about it. Think of what He has done for you, what He has delivered you from, what He is delivering you to, and just thank God and think often and never forget His mercy. Verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath He removed our transgressions from us. It's not that He just saved us on that day we accepted Christ as our Savior, but it's a daily thing that He removes our sins from us as far as east is from west. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that hear Him, fear Him. For He knoweth our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passeth over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. Verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear Him, and His righteousness unto children's children. We can never forget, and we must never forget His mercy. I'm just so thankful that God pities me as a father. I'm so glad that I can. Here's a benefit inside of a benefit. There's the benefit of His salvation, the benefit of His provision, the benefit of His mercy. But think of the benefit of adoption. We are the children of God. We are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we will be, but we shall be like Him when we see Him. 1 John 3:1. I mean, I'm so thankful that I'm a child of God. I'm so thankful that I can go to the throne of grace and cry, Abba, Father. Have you ever thought of that benefit? You are a child of God, and you have access to the throne of heaven, a holy throne, a righteous throne, a throne that knows no sin. And we sinners are able to come before that throne and plead and beg and seek help and grace in time of need. I'm so thankful that he reached down and humbled himself to come to me. I was too proud to come to him. But he humbled himself and came to me, and he adopted me and made me a child of God. Like as a father pitieth his children. The next benefit I bring to your attention is verse 18. To such as keep his covenant, and to those that remember his commandments to do them. Thank God for the benefit of his word. You and I have the word of God. Never mind the television. Never mind the internet. Never mind CNN and Fox and all that. Get in this. Find your encouragement. Find your joy in the book of God. I'm so thankful for the Bible. I'm so thankful for his covenant. I'm so thankful for his commandments. I'm thankful for the word of God. That's something we should never forget. It's a benefit. And we have it right here. They haven't taken this away from us yet. And I guess I'll say it like they say it with the guns. I'm going to hold on to it. And you'll have to pry it from my cold, dead hands. I love the Bible. I appreciate the Bible. I thank you, Lord, that it is a gift and a benefit from you. Then notice the next verse. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. I am so thankful for the benefit of his sovereignty. Let me tell you something. You probably already know this. I don't think he does, but I know you do. Joe Biden is not in control. Nancy Pelosi is not in control. Xi Jinping is not in control. Mr. Putin over there in Russia is not in control. I'll read it again. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. God is in control. Nothing is happening that took God by surprise. Folks, God didn't wake up back in April of 2020 and say, what happened on earth? Where did this virus come from? No, he didn't. And I'm sorry if I sound cynical. I don't mean to be. But he didn't. He knew 2,000 years ago that in 2020, this virus would hit, and if nothing else, it's sure separating the men from the boys. And I ask this question, how real is your Christianity? Amen. You see, he ruleth over all. Amen. His kingdom is in absolute control. He is allowing this virus, and we better be faithful to him and never lose our faith in him. I'm glad that he's in control. I'm glad that Washington's not in control. I'm glad that the CDC's not in control. I'm glad that my God is in control. Speaking of the CDC, I just got to tell you this. The CDC has recommended that we wash our hands. That is profound. I'm just a sidetrack, I admit it. But I want to tell you something. Before there was ever CDC, there was MOM. I've been washing my hands for a long time. I just don't understand what goes on today, but that's okay. I have the Word of God, and I have King of Kings and Lord of Lords that's in control of it all. And then finally, look at his protection and his watch care. God hasn't left you and me. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now in these verses, he's calling on every aspect of creation to bless and praise his name. He's calling on the angels to bless him. He's calling on the stars, the moons, the sun, and everything to call upon him. He's talking about, it says here in verse 22, bless the Lord, all his works in all places. He's talking to the trees and the mountains and the rivers and the oceans to bless his holy name. And yet while he's calling on all of his creation to bless him, he's using all of creation to protect and care for us. Hebrews chapter 1, speaking of the angels, are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who are the heirs of salvation? Now, folks, the Bible does not say anything anywhere about a guardian angel. You won't find the principle, you won't find the word guardian angel. But I know that God's angels are ministers of fire to minister to us who are the heirs of salvation. Now, don't misunderstand me. This is not a theology that I'm going to argue with you about. If you believe in a guardian angel, that's fine. But if you have a guardian angel, I will assure you I have 25. Because I do things in my life that are just simply crazy sometimes, and the Lord has to send at least 25 angels my way. But I'm just thankful that the Lord's angels are there to protect us. You know, I don't mean to get off track here. I'm just simply saying, don't discount the fact that while he calls on his angels to bless him, he also calls on his angels to minister unto us who shall be the heirs of salvation. I'm thankful. Who knows how many countless times, how many countless instances that the angels have been there to get us out of a fix, to get us out of a mess. But then he says something about the sun, the moon, and the stars. You think about it. The sun gives us heat and warmth. The sun gives us light. And the sun gives us, if it weren't for the light, think of the plants that would not be produced. That's God's protection, God's care. Every part of creation is for you and me. Think about that. Instead of watching your television, go outside and watch the sky. Watch the trees. Watch the birds. Watch God's creation in action. Tonight, look at the moon. It's almost full if it's not. And just think of how he's placed everything in the skies, just in perfect position. Do you realize if we were just 1 degree closer to the sun, we'd be burning up? It would be unbearable. 1 degree away from the sun, further from the sun, we would freeze to death. God put the earth exactly in position, right with the sun. He's providing for us. And then he says here, bless the Lord, verse 22, all his works in all places of his dominion. Think about the rivers and the oceans and the water that God gives us. Think of what the water does in watering the plants and all the plants that we have at our disposal, the flowers, the trees, the vegetation, the vegetables. Think of all that God has given. Think of all the animals that have been created that are at our disposal. God hath created all things for our use. God hath created all things for our care. God has created animals for transportation, for shelter, for clothing, and for food. And he says it right here at the end of this chapter. That's his benefit of watch, care, and protection. That's what we need to be thinking about. That's what we need to be concentrating on. We need to get our minds off of all that we're being showered with, and we need to get our minds on Christ and his benefits. Think about your salvation. Don't ever forget it. Think about the provisions that God provides and never forget it. Think about his mercy and his compassion and never forget about it. Think about the Word of God. Read it and study it and let it be an encouragement to you and never forget it. Think about his sovereignty. Never forget it. Think about his watch care, his protection. And just think about that blessed privilege that you and I have to be called the sons of God. These are just a few of the benefits, and they're listed here in one of the grandest psalms that was ever written. I'm tired of what I'm hearing. I'm sick and tired of all that's thrown our way. And again, I'm not dismissing it as unreal. I'm not. I'm dismissing the reaction to what is very real. And we just need to react in a way that pleases and brings glory to God. And how do we do that? By listening to Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Never forget. And we'll be all right. We will be all right. Pastor,
amen.
Thank you.
Amen.